It's the Loopcast for June 23rd, 2007. I'm Jeff Horwich. What's new, Sandon Totten?
Not much. Just thinking about the weekend, hoping it gets here faster.
Yeah, well, by the time people are listening to this podcast, the weekend will be here. So welcome to the weekend,
guys.
Everybody. Sandon was telling me the other day he's working on a character for a future podcast, but I couldn't get him to do it for me. Sandon, who's your character?
Well, he's a lovelorn nerd that I'm going to be using, debuting in a punk rock dating game that I host annually.
No. I thought you were going to be playing a character.
I am.
Oh. I'm just teasing.
Oh.
Yeah. Thank you for laughing. That was not very nice.
Way to embarrass me in front of our entire podcast audience, Jeff.
Can you give us just a sample of your lovelorn nerd?
Let's see. Well, his name is Tad Silverman, and he's really obsessed with finding true connections of people with love. He likes to tell people, you have to remember, love is more important than your job. It's more important than your family. And it's more important than the internet and your Star Wars action figures.
But is it as important as wearing your headgear at night?
Well, if you have your lover with you, you might have to take it off.
Sounds like he's wearing headgear. That's nice. That's good. Anyway, we're drifting a bit because we've been focused so hard the last few weeks on this show, which we taped on Wednesday at the Dorothy Day Center, a homeless shelter here in St. Paul, which was, I have to say, an extraordinary success. You agree?
No, I mean, the things people were saying to us afterwards, both, you know, the staff who helped put it together and the clients from the Dorothy Day, both of them coming up to us saying, you know, like, I'm so glad you did this here. You did it, you know, letting people speak and get their voices out there.
Yeah, so thank you to Dorothy Day. Thank you to an outstanding, amazing audience there. We're going to have that show for you. It'll be next week's podcast.
Yep.
And it'll be on the radio about the same time that comes out. We thought today we do have a couple of kind of cool things that we'd like to just share with you a week ahead of time to give you a little taste of what to expect from the show. So we'll start out with Tony Chris. And who's Tony, Sandon?
Tony's the cool crooner, he likes to call himself. You know, when I went first to the Listening House, it's a drop-in center down the street from Dorothy Day, and I said, you know, we're thinking of looking for musicians. You know, we want musicians for the show who would be able to perform. And everybody said, Tony Chris, get Tony Chris.
Yeah, Tony's pretty great.
He lives up to the hype.
We have this kind of weird mix of the show right now where the band is not in it. Tony did this great tune with the band. All we can hear is Tony and his harmonica. We're going to give you just a taste of that, and it'll leave you longing for the real thing next week with the band involved. Singing and playing some mean blues harp. This is Tony Chris, everybody.
Blue Cadillac?
Yes, please.
All right. I'm going back in my blue Cadillac. I'm going back, baby. In my blue Cadillac. You know, it might take a while, but I'm coming back in style in my blue Cadillac.
Just a little bit of Tony Chris. Mm. Kind of, you know, au naturel, the way we first met him in the park and had him play some of his stuff.
Yeah, but you got to hear it with the band, man. The crowd was going nuts. It sounded really good.
Yeah, the band, of course, the Smarts, who were great sports and very enthusiastically came down the street with us to Dorothy Day. The next thing we're going to play for you is a little bit longer. This is our buddy Angelo, who is a poet, homeless, like Tony. And we asked him to do one of his pieces that he read for me early on in this process that I really liked. So sit back and listen to this. It's about 2 minutes long, a poem from Angelo Mack.
This piece is called Dead on My Feet. I lie in a place with very little space. Snoring in the background, coughing, sneezing, crunching bags, bickering fights, make it hard to sleep throughout the night. Now it's way past 10 before my sleep set in, and it's 5 a.m. I have to do it all again. Dogs get better night's sleep, and it's a dog life when you're walking on these streets. I rise at best with very little rest. Here for the chapel, there it said, you can find peace and rest, always the welcome guest. So I roll under the pew to catch a few, just to close my eyes and hear, hey you, service is through. with no sleep, dead on my feet. I march on to Sally's. Along the way, I peep out in the alley, dreaming of refuge and wish to sleep, hoping this is the benefit that I'll reap, because it ain't easy walking the streets. Bags under my arms, bags under my eyes, as big as Samson Knight, last to sleep, first to rise. Roars in the background, horns honking, sirens blaring, screeching of tires, above the bridge from which I crawl. Got no sleep, too afraid the damn thing might fall. Dead on my feet in stealth mode, try to sneak past a camera in a hall. And it was only moments later the security got called. So dead on my feet, I'm tired as I try to debate it. The situation only got the man frustrated. And it didn't take much, so now I got irritated. Unlike before, when my judgment wasn't as poor, now decisions are cloudy. I find myself talking loud in a vain attempt to hold my head proudly. Dead on my feet, it's too easy to fuss. It's too easy to cuss. Always ready to fight. Longer are the days and shorter is the nights. Uneventfully is the plan. Each other understands that the other man is walking dead on his feet. Hostility from lack of sleep. So we show no remorse, no real concern, and yet we learn for a good night's rest. So tomorrow we could be at our best. With that, thank you.
It's Angelo Mack. So that was Angelo Mack doing Dead on My Feet. And I really like that. It captured, I think, the sort of theme we wanted to get at with this show, among others. But one big one was just the routine, what it does to you, how it changes your ability to climb out of being homeless.
Yeah. My favorite part is when he describes going to church and trying to catch a few under the pew, only to find out that service is through.
Yeah. Angelo's a really nice guy. And when I stayed at Dorothy Day overnight, he was one of the friendly faces that I was very glad to see just inside the door. So one last thing we want to play for you, our other new friend, Dusty. Dusty did a tune on the show. We're not going to play that tune for you, but we had him in to one of our news edit booths where Shannon and I are sitting right now to record a couple of tunes for us just in his isolated environment. And
I'd like to say we're giving him a little extra exposure, but he likes to use the line that he's had so much exposure through his life he's gotten frostbite. So I don't know if he needs any more.
Yeah, well, we're very happy to be able to bring this tune to you. This is, I just love listening to this. So he's got another tune that he did with the band on the show coming up.
One that he wrote
week.
Just for our show, too. So
yeah.
It's original material.
This is one of his older tunes. And it's called Evangeline. And I think just so you can hear Dusty's voice and his twang, he's from Kentucky. He was just sort of chatting with us a little bit about the tune before he got started. So we're going to leave that on the front end here.
And again, I have one or two songs that I really think might actually make, quote unquote, make it. I don't know. We'll see. We're just meeting. But I'm only saying that because people in my life have said, Dusty, try to do something with that one, you know. But we'll talk about that later. Can I do this one?
Sure.
I'll try to do part of it. I've never had a chance to hear it. Thank you.
brother was nothing but good to me. Brother Glenn had a beautiful wife. All her sisters except the doctor welcomed me in, so I moved on down to the Sunshine State. For a while our bodies were skin to skin till she and Ray hit that Dixie Highway. Now my soul howls like a doggone man, and I can't be still with whiskey or a line. With my old guitar I'll haunt your town, searching for Evangeline. Though I always know she would never be mine. Tonight I lie in my bed alone, mountain man stuck in a dream. It's who we love makes us who we are, and what we can't have that makes us scream. My soul howls like a doggone man, and I can't be still with whiskey or a line. With my old guitar I'll haunt your town, searching for Evangeline.
That's Dusty Crum, live from a newsroom edit booth here at Minnesota Public Radio. Sandin, thanks for finding Dusty.
Yeah, you know, with a name like that, he should be headlining, you know, at some place like Lee's Liquor Lounge every Monday.
Destined for great things, yeah. I think. Sure beats Dusty Jeff Crum. Horwich. No future for me.
Oh, you can always change it, you know, for stage persona.
Yeah, well, anyway, I hope our podcast, Loopcast listeners, have enjoyed this little taste, and I think you're really going to appreciate the show coming up next week. It was more or less the last in our run of 10 shows that we've done over the last 10 months.
Thanks for sticking with us, guys.
Yeah, no great details specifically that I can share with you yet, but the vibes are good. I think In the Loop is going to be around for a while yet, so we won't be disappearing anytime soon. We're certainly going to stick with the Loopcast through the summer, I think, and try and continue to have some fun with it.
Yeah, send us your ideas if you got some good ideas.
That's right. And as always, tell your friends about it. Forward episodes along. Review it on iTunes. I keep saying that, but that's such a damn important thing, really. A couple of reviews on iTunes can get you a long way. So anyway, thanks for all your support, and tune in next week. More about The Smarts at thesmartsband.com. More about In the Loop at minnesotapublicradio.org/In the Loop.
Enjoy the weekend.
Yes, enjoy it. I know we will. And stay tuned for the show next week. Bye.